Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're now into hour number two. Dr. Russell Blaylock is going to join us for a little over an hour. We'll have some time to take a few calls for him. I haven't gotten into this yet. I've mentioned it, but Syrian al-Qaeda takes credit for deadly bombings that our media calls a protest. When you blow up a police station and you blow up government buildings, that's protesting. And the Syrian government, who's been fighting this now for really 8-9 months, is not supposed to shoot back. And again, I'm not a fan of Assad, but compared to a lot of people in the region, the guy's an angel. And boy, when I tell you, once they put al-Qaeda in charge over there, the Christians, al-Qaeda has said, are going to be forced out. So you better believe the U.S. government's backing them, along with NATO. And they've said that they're going to kill some of the little minority Muslim groups that the Wahhabists don't consider to be real Islamic groups, even though they date back to the time of Muhammad. There's some little minority groups that are small little sects that Assad's a member of. And they're telling them, you're dead. And the Christians are dead if they don't leave. So Christians have been there for 2,000 years. In fact, one of the oldest Christian communities in the world is Syria. And they live in peace there. Well, not anymore. It'll be a footnote in the news. What are we going to do? They're killing the Christians and the Jews. So there's Jews there too. And the Muslims. And it'll just be, well, that's peace. Hey, they're lining up thousands of blacks and killing them in Libya. Well, that's peace. See, you know, Angelina Jolie loves it. You know, she says, attack Libya. And George Clooney's freaking out over Sudan and the Christians being bombed. And his answer is, have a big war there. And he's on there going, look, I'm here with these civilians being bombed. And right behind him are troops with machine guns. And by the way, I don't think flying over civilians and dropping bombs, carpet bombing, you know, in World War II that was done. And I've heard Limbaugh and people say, well, that's good. And, you know, in World War II, we killed millions with carpet bombing. You know, we need to stop worrying about that and do that in the Middle East. Really? Really, we didn't do that until World War II. And so I don't want to hear George Clooney criticizing the Muslims flying over what they believe are military bases and bombing them and killing civilians. By the way, I'm against it. And then, though, but it's good for the United States to do stuff like that. Again, it's schizophrenic, hypocritical thinking process. And I remember Limbaugh a few years ago, since I was mentioning him, saying, you know, listen to these generals apologizing for them, you know, killing civilians and bombings. Listen, you need to kill more people. That's what war is. Not in any military system except Genghis Khan or Attila the Hun until World War II. Until World War II. And, of course, Kurt Vonnegut, who was captured as a member of the U.S. military in Germany while it was being bombed and watched his buddies being blown up. That's what Slaughterhouse 5 is about. They're being held in an old slaughterhouse as the prisoner of war camp, and he's describing the bombs going off and cussing at the aircraft that he'd just been in months before, bombing him. Dresden, they report, in one night lost over 400,000 people, most of them children, because it had been designated as a children's city. A city where you could, you know, England had some areas that were off limits from German bombing. And all you guys, you know, I see people saying, kill the Muslims, kill them all. Really, are you going to walk up to a little two-year-old little girl, little eyes looking at you, going to shoot her? No, you're not. You're going to sit around, and you're going to shoot your mouth off about how tough you are because you play video games all day simulating murder. And you think it's cute. It's not cute. Really, if you think killing all the Muslims and carpet bombing them is good, then endorse the sergeant who just killed 18 or 19 people, including little toddlers blowing their brains out. Endorse that then. Now believe that you want to kill. A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
You know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. And most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now, the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Packs save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, joining us for the next hour, and perhaps a little bit into the next to take some phone calls, is Dr. Russell Laylock, M.D. He's a retired board-certified neurosurgeon and author, helped develop and invent some of the most common forms of brain surgery we see today, so he's a pioneer. He's a former clinical professor of neurosurgery at the University of Mississippi Medical Center. He's the author of a number of books and numerous scientific articles, including excitotoxins. Decades ago, he exposed these. Now it's in the mainline literature. The Taste That Kills, 1994. Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life, 2002. Natural Strategies for Cancer Patients, 2003. And he writes a monthly newsletter, the Blaylock Wellness Report, RussellBlaylockMD.com. RussellBlaylockMD.com is just one of his sites. Blaylock has, again, exposed MSG, H1N1, 3-4 years ago. He said it's going to reduce your overall immune system. It's going to actually cause the flu. And then after the whole run took place, they had to admit the H1N1 wasn't that dangerous. It reduced your normal immunity. It caused all sorts of neurological disorders. He got attacked at the time, but boy, did he get proven right in triplicate. And I want to cover the waterfront today with him, whatever areas he wants to get into. I want to look a little bit later, though, at government-run healthcare, because Paul Watson, one of our prolific writers, the editor of PrisonPlanet.com, is in England. He was a great writer a decade ago, saw his own website, propagandamatrix.com. I hired him. Well, he's actually a contractor, but he runs the site. And Paul jogs, great shape, everything. He got some type of chest cold and for a month could hardly talk when I'd get him on the phone or talk to him via Skype for the show. And it took him over a month to get in to see the government health service, the National Health Service. And once, and I knew this, but I'd forgotten it. I said, why don't you go to a private doctor? I know they have me. He goes, yes, you have to get in to see the government first. And then they have to refer you if they feel like it. They have to refer you to a private specialist. So they take all this money, you know, out of his earnings. It's incredible for the National Health Service. 1 month. And I've watched the House of Commons on C-SPAN where they admit that you'll wait 18 months for a brain surgery that's 99% operable if it's done within a few months and almost completely fatal if they don't immediately, you know, get in there. And it's a death sentence. And I've seen members of parliament admit, they go, yes, that is too long. We're working on it. It's rationing of care. But now they're admitting it is about the death panels. They're now so Bill Gates has said that. Now they're admitting rationing. This is the horrible government over our health care as a tool of control. So I wanted to first raise that with him and then get into all the big developments on vaccines, aspartame, neurological disorders, things like what we see happening with the massive increases in people getting Alzheimer-type diseases, and the fact that the system knows that there are very effective countermeasures, but it's not being taught on the national news. So we're here to break that blockade. Dr. Blaylock, thank you so much for joining us here today.
Thank you, Alex.
Out of the gates, let's spend a few minutes on this socialist health care plan, and the Supreme Court's now hearing it, and they're saying it may be actually affirmed and approved, and life under this. I don't think people understand how horrible it is.
Well, I don't think they do. I think you're exactly right. And, of course, the socialists have always targeted health care in every country as their initial point of attack because it controls so much of the economy. I mean, the economy is interrelated to the healthcare system in so many ways. So they knew that if they could capture the healthcare system, that was a tremendous inroad to socializing the rest of the economy, including taking private property, confiscating guns, and increasing the power of government in a dictatorial way. They knew all of that. And they knew that the public would find sympathetic ways to entice the public into this. Or we're going to pay for your health care. It's not right that people are doing without health care. And, of course, a lot of the truth of the health care system is covered up. Nobody in this country goes without health care. That's a total lie. They knew it. Anybody can walk into an emergency room and get treated, including illegal aliens. That's why these hospitals are going bankrupt. They knew that. They knew there was access everywhere to everyone. There's not a soul in this country that doesn't have access. But they made this argument, oh, we have these people that are not insured. Well, it turned out that most of them were young people who didn't want insurance. They said, I'm healthy, I'm young, I'm not going to probably need this. I can walk into any emergency room and get care. So they opted not to get the insurance. Well, they made you think, or the general public think, well, these people are so poor they can't afford health insurance and they're doing without and they're just dying in the street or in their homes. Well, you know, this is the same illusion they created in England to get their national health care system. It's the same system they used in France and Germany, all over the world. And it's only people like you and some of the others who are exposing this lie from the core. But once it's done, once you've socialized your system, you never get it back. It's just gone. And then all the thorns start appearing. Oh, they promised perfect health care. And in people's mind, this is the delusion. In people's mind, I'm still going to go in this beautiful office where my doctor has this office. I'm going to go in this beautiful hospital, this tremendously beautiful waiting area, and it's all going to be wonderful. And then when the reality hits and suddenly they're told, well, actually, you're going to be in a warehouse in a very bad part of town in there with gangs. There'll probably be shootings while you're waiting to see the doctor. And this is exactly what Hillary Clinton did. You know, this is what they were designing in the beginning, is that you were going to be assigned an area that you would have to wait to see your doctor. And these assignment areas would put you in a very dangerous gang-held areas. Now, I've worked in a lot of charity hospital systems, the big charity hospital in New Orleans, one of the biggest one in the country. And I can guarantee you it could be quite dangerous sitting in a waiting room. And it could be dangerous being in that hospital. Physical danger from being stabbed, shot, attacked.
They're hellish. And this point specifically, they admit that, hey, you're not going to get that surgery. Biden publicly wrote that, hey, if you're above 65, you don't get the eye surgery. Just get a cane, get some thicker glasses. You're not going to get a knee surgery. Here's a cane. I mean, sure, you've got access to health care in Cuba, but you can't actually get any good treatments. But expanding on that, Paul Watson was starting to get scared, and I've asked him to come on the show soon to talk about it, because for a month he couldn't breathe, was coughing, probably had strep throat or something. And what I didn't finish saying was, in my long-windedness, doctor, when he finally got in, they didn't do a swab. They didn't even check. They said, here's some painkillers. Kind of like our troops in the VA, when they have a collapsed disc or something, they just say, here's some Prozac. And now he doesn't know what to do and is still sick. He walked in and some nurse practitioner just said, here's some painkillers, pal. I mean, that's socialism. That's what they do.
Well, in the national health care system, you know, I've traveled to England and visited with the doctors there, and talk to the people who are patients in this national healthcare system. And it's a lot like the military. You know, when I was in the military, if you were sick, you got what was called a cold pack. Now, cold pack has some over-counter decongestants and pain relievers and things like that. Everybody got the same pack. There was no individual treatment. There was no consideration. Well, maybe you have pneumonia. Maybe you have something else wrong. You just got a cold pack in this little brown bag. That's exactly what they do in the National Health Service.
That's what they did. He said they gave him a little pack with Band-Aids and prescription painkillers. He's like, listen, I need you to check and see what I've got. And he's still sick, doctor. I mean, can you imagine living under this?
Well, they won't do it. And if you die in the process, you're just a number. And this is what people don't understand about socialized health care. You are a number. You're like a Social Security number. You're not a real person. You know, if you get involved and lose your Social Security number, I don't care how many forms of identification you have to the government, you're not real until you find that Social Security number. Well, that's what national health insurance is. You're just a number. Now, if your number disappears or your number is taken off the system because you die, well, that's not a real tragedy to the government and to the people running this system. It's just a group of numbers we have to remove because these people no longer exist. And I remember in England, they said people over age 55 can't get bypass surgery. Well, who needs bypass surgery? People over age 55. So essentially they were saying, we're going to kill off all the people that really need this heart surgery. Because it's going to save the system a lot of money.
And on average, they're going to take 10% out of everybody's paycheck. This isn't free health care. And now you don't get heart surgery, you don't get knee surgery, and you can't get to a private doctor, even if you have the money, unless they say you can. And Paul is now begging them to let him go see a private doctor. Can you imagine the bureaucrats having the power of life and death over you?
I'll give you another story from Canada. I talked to a physician in Canada, and he told me, he says, my father was in the hospital in Canada with a heart condition. The elevators do not work. He was required to walk up the steps, said he was dying in the hallway. There was no one around. And this is a physician. The son was a physician, and this is how they treated him. And he said the elevators commonly don't run in many of the hospitals here. Well, this is exactly what happened in the Soviet Union. In the Soviet Union, on their socialized system, they put the EKG lab on the very top floor of the hospital, and the elevators never worked. So heart patients had to walk up five, six, seven flights of stairs, and a lot of them died on the way up there.
Amazing. Stay there. And again, they sucked the money out of you your whole life through the socialist system, and then they just don't give you the health care and keep it because they're a bunch of eugenicists. Dr. Blaylock's our guest. Stay with us. We're going to try to save some lives and stop socialism. Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
The next stop that we make will be mine. Tell all the folk in Russia and China too. Don't you know that it's time to get on
board? Dr. Russell Blaylock, RussellBlaylockMD.com, is our guest. I want to get into saving lives, because more and more I have listeners that call me, email me, that come to events I've had, and we're doing question and answer. It's not even on health. and they say, I heard Dr. Russell Blaylock, or your name's probably comes up more than anybody else's. I heard the health ranger, Mike Adams. I heard this other doctor you had on talking about getting off aspartame, getting off MSG, essential fatty acid diets for Alzheimer's patients. My husband, my mother is back. This is magic. Why didn't my doctor tell me? And this term is now just basically surfaced that I see all over the web now. InfoWars saves lives. Well, not InfoWars, our guests. So when I get you on and start really thanking you profusely, it's that you and others really did the homework, and you really are saving a lot of people. It's got to feel good, doctor, but I know it's also got to be frustrating to know that the system knows what you know and doesn't want people to have that information.
Well, that's the sad thing about this, Alex, is they do know. The type of material and information I give out to the public comes from Medline, which is the PubMed, where all the articles are published in the peer-reviewed journals, the top journals in the world. So this is all well-known literature, easily accessible. They know these are the top-flight researchers in the world in all of these different areas. The vast majority of this material, particularly the very life-saving material, is kept from the public. For instance, they love to hawk about 39,000 people dying every year from the flu. Well, nobody actually dies from the flu. They die from complications such as pneumonia. And there's several cases, I wrote it in my last newsletter, of giving high-dose intravenous vitamin C dramatically saved these people. These people were on respirators, and the doctors were trying to convince the parents and the family to let the patient die because they were so far down the road. And they gave them intravenous vitamin C at the family's insistence and completely recovered. Within days, they had remarkable recovery, removed from the respirator. And this happened numerous times. Well, if you look in the scientific literature, there's good explanations as to why this happens. The safety of this far exceeds the safety of anything that's being done otherwise, far exceeds the safety of vaccines. And in the field of vaccines, we know that if you increase vitamin D3 level in children and pregnant women, and you do a couple of simple things to improve the nutrition, it dramatically improves your resistance to these viruses and bacteria, and would cut the death rate and complication rate of these common infections enormously. And it's just common sense, because if you look at foreign countries, for instance, you go to Africa, the death rate from measles is 300% higher than it is in the United States. Well, why is that? Because of the poor nutrition, poor public health. They have other infections. But in the United States, we don't. And so the death rate from common things like measles is so infinitely low. It's ridiculous to vaccinate every child in the United States with this vaccine or many of these other vaccines. Nurses are being required to get a tetanus vaccine or they can't work in the hospital. And nobody, not one soul has asked the simple question, do you think nurses are going to spread tetanus to their patients? Well, tetanus is not a communicable disease. Unless you have a deep cut that's cut out from the oxygen, like a puncture wound, you're not going to get tetanus. And it has to come from the feces of an animal. That's where the organism comes from. Yet they're forcing nurses and doctors to get tetanus shots on a regular basis.
Ranch workers, I mean, I've been a ranch worker. Ranch workers are the people that need tetanus shots.
Exactly. And they're making newborn babies. They're having newborn babies get tetanus shot at 6 months of age. Well, what do you think the risk of tetanus in a six-month-old child in the United States of America is? Well, it's more likely to be hit by a meteor. It's just absolutely absurd when we start looking at the details of this, and that all of this is well demonstrated in the scientific literature, and that the science is on our side, not on their side. They're lying, and they're lying grossly, and they're allowed to lie because the media is controlled and in their pocket. And so the media, even though you may meet some journalists who would agree with everything I'm saying and say this is very important information, when they go to their network and try to get it put on, they'll kill it. because they...
Dr. Blaylock, stay there. Long segment coming up. I want to get into this move now to try to make vaccines mandatory. I want to look at Alzheimer's and whatever else you think is most important straight ahead. We'll be right back with Russell Blaylock, MD.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day with all natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
We're about to go back to Dr. Russell Blaylock, who'll be with us 20 minutes into the next hour, coming up in the next segment, and then for the 20 minutes into the third hour ahead of Dr. Jerome Corsi joining us with big breaking news on the providence of Obama. I was skeptical 3-4 years ago that his name was Barry Sotero and he was an illegal alien and all this. Now it's been proven his name was Barry Sotero, and they've got some new witnesses. That's coming up. We also have a Little Rock renaming its airport to honor Bill and Hillary Clinton. And I think that's... I think that's funny because, you know, you all know about Mena, Arkansas, what they were flying in there. Now, before I go back to Dr. Blaylock, I just want to mention here that I've done a lot of research, and there are a lot of great gravity-fed filters on the market. But for my family, I did over 2 years of off and on research, bought different models, different units, and I found the ProPure Complete, and it is heads above all of the competition. If you want the best gravity-fed filters that work a lot better than the other ones I've seen out there, I mean, it's just the next generation in it. It's amazing. And we have it discounted at the lowest price you're going to find it anywhere in the company that manufactures them, our great patriots. And so we reached out to them, I don't know, 6 months ago, and I said, I want to carry your products. And so if you want to check out the best gravity-fed filter out there, the Pro Pure Big Complete, and we have a link to some of their other models there as well at Infowars.com. You can link through to the online shopping cart, or you can call our office if you have any questions. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. And, of course, we're carrying all the great books and videos and films that help wake people up at Infowars.com as well. And your purchase of the T-shirts, the books, all of it supports this news operation. And we are able to continue our operation and grow thanks to what you're doing in the face of the globalist trying to set up this tyranny. So very, very exciting. I want to thank all of you that do support us at Infowars.com. And we also have Infowars Nightly News at PrisonPlanet.tv and all of my films posted there, 15 cents a day. Again, that's PrisonPlanet.tv. We have a 15-day free trial. You can check out there to see all the media. And we put most of it for free on YouTube as well. It's just this is a place to get it in higher quality on our own platform where they can't censor us or take down our information. 9 years up and running in April. So PrisonPlanet.tv, check it out today. Okay, going back to retired brain surgeon Russell Blaylock. RussellBlaylockMD.com, of course, is the website. I want to cover a bunch of issues now before we go to calls. And the number to join us, if you have medical questions, and he can't specifically diagnose you or give you, but, you know, general questions for him or nutritional questions, 800-259-9231. I had a prominent person who's got some family with Alzheimer's, he'll say, can you get me in touch with Dr. Blaylock? And Dr. Blaylock, of course, points out it's all pretty much on his site already. And in his books. But before we get into Alzheimer's and all the rest of it, Dr. Blaylock, as you know, California and many other areas are now saying, we'll shoot your kids up with Gardasil without even asking you. And schools everywhere, oops, we shot everybody up with the flu shot this year and didn't ask. It was an accident. The system, now that we're waking up, is trying to move in and force this down people's throats. What's your take on that?
Well, this is experimenting on the public without their permission. It's a violation of Nuremberg Medical Code. It's a violation of our Constitution. And it's a violation of common decency. I mean, do they think that an 11-year-old young lady going to a school, a middle school, can make an informed consent, informed decision about a vaccine that's killed over 100 girls and has caused something like 19,000 serious reactions? And that's just reporting 2 to 10% of the reactions. It's probably as many as 200,000. So, you know, the whole thing to me is the lack of informed consent. And the reason we have that and why almost all lawsuits against the medical profession is based on violations of informed consent is because it's so important. If a doctor gives you a pill, he has to tell you what are the side effects of this pill? What is the efficacy of this pill? What can happen to me if I take this pill? How does it interact with other things? They don't do that with vaccinations. You walk into the office, they say, everybody needs to get a pneumococcal vaccine if you're over age 55. They don't tell you the complications. They don't tell you what's in the vaccine. They don't tell you that a large number of them are contaminated with some very serious viruses and mycoplasma that can cause cancer, degenerative brain disorders. There's so many things they don't tell you. Now, in this Gardasil shot, they don't tell you. There has never been any evidence that this prevents cervical cancer. They don't tell you that cervical cancer is one of the rarest female cancers in the United States. They don't tell you that if you're already infected with the HPV virus, it actually increases your risk of developing cervical cancer. And they don't tell you that there's no evidence that this is even a strong correlation with this vaccine and reducing the changes that lead to cervical cancer. So no one's getting informed consent with this vaccine or the other vaccines. you're just told to line up and take them. And if you develop complications, then that's your problem, and it was for the greater good. But no one knows risk levels. No one knows that, well, your risk of getting tetanus in a city situation where most people live is so infinitesimal, it's ridiculous. Yet every little tiny cut, mothers will bring their kids into the emergency room, and the physicians say, well, we better give a tetanus booster, which is ridiculous. That child's risk of getting tetanus is just infinitesimal. But the mother is convinced that, well, I better do it because I don't want him to get lockjaw and die, which is nonsense. Now, doctors don't even know these things. That's the problem. They don't know about vaccine safety issues. They don't know what aluminum does. They don't even know that I've talked to a lot of physicians, didn't even know aluminum was in vaccine. They don't know that the amount of aluminum in a Gardasil vaccine or a hepatitis B vaccine is 50 times higher than the EPA says is safe. They don't say that when you vaccinate a small child with the hepatitis B vaccine, that would be like giving an adult 36 vaccines at one time.
Well, doctor, where is this headed? Because the numbers show people are waking up. The facts are getting out there. So the big pharma is just tripling or more its propaganda campaign. Everywhere I go to a Walgreens or CVS, they're pushing vaccines at the counter when you're there buying, you know, toilet paper and whatever. They, I see signs everywhere. I mean, they are really trying to cram this down our throats as their answer to people waking up.
And the government allows them to do things that no one else can do. If I make a supplement and it contains an ingredient for which there are 800 studies that say that it reduces cancer, and I put on there that this has been shown in research studies that reduce cancer, they will burn my product, put me in prison, and destroy all the literature that I have. Now, the vaccine manufacturer can go and put prevent flu, 36,000 people die every year, and multitude of other lies and deceptions. There's no accountability. Nobody's arrested. The vaccines are not destroyed. And the public's not told that this is incorrect information and you're being lied to on a gross scale. No one is told these vaccines are contaminated, yet numerous studies have shown that up to 60% of vaccines are contaminated with live viruses, viral fragments, and components that can produce chronic disease. Nobody is told that these adjuvants can produce dramatic increases in multiple sclerosis, blindness, ALS, multitude of diseases and conditions. Nobody's told that. You're just told that this is something you should do and your child should have this shot. I've had mothers tell me the doctor chased them down the hall. Tell them you've got to have your daughter vaccinated with Gardasil. If not, she's going to get cervical cancer. Now, he knows, if he's saying that, he knows nothing about cervical cancer, and he knows absolutely nothing about this vaccine.
Well, doctor, as you said, I actually read the studies when they were testing it, and it was killing people and causing autoimmune responses and seizures, and they admit it isn't even proven to protect you from it. A few thousand women a year, generally with other complications, might die from it. Generally, people who have run down immune systems or HIV already. It's basically a phantom menace. There are all sorts of treatments that are, as you know, 90%+ operable. It's a total hoax. And then it came out years later, oh, there was phantom viruses in RNA in this. And when it kills somebody's cheerleader daughter or paralyzes them, they're just told, shut up.
Yeah, they cover it up. I mean, all of this is covered up. We had 100 deaths from this vaccine. India had one death from this vaccine and canceled all further vaccinations with it. But the United States, there's so much money involved. There's such control. There's such lying by the federal organizations like the CDC. The public has trouble getting the truth. But here's what's happening, Alex. Because of your program and others, the public is beginning to wake up that these vaccines are not as safe and effective as they've been sold. And so they're resisting it. More and more people are trying to opt out. Well, their answer to that is they're going to state legislatures and the federal government to make it mandatory. And there was even an article in the Journal of Bioethics which said people should be made to take experimental vaccines against the will, whether they want them or not, and their children. Well, they're talking about now about vaccinating babies with anthrax vaccine.
Unbelievable. Well,
that killed almost 70,000 American soldiers getting the anthrax vaccine, a 200% increase in ALS, a fatal disease in these soldiers, and they want to vaccinate six-month-old babies against the mother's will.
Now, let me stop you right there, because you've talked about eugenics. You've sourced the books, the documents. This is beyond madness. They want to test maiming and killing people to see if they can get away with it and titrate the dose. You'll build up the amount of poison and death that we'll accept. And, of course, you're mentioning facts. For those that don't remember, when they first started giving the anthrax vaccine to the troops, there were heart attacks, seizures, autoimmune disorders, dying. Then they gave the smallpox vaccine, killed a bunch of people. And doctors mutinied at the military bases, first in Colorado, then Kentucky. For folks that don't remember this, go look it up if we have journalists listening. What Blaylock's telling you happened, they were giving an experimental, illegal shot. Even in the military, it's illegal to give them experimental. And now, you're right, they're saying, give it to babies. When they admit in the literature, by the way, this vaccine doesn't even protect you from anthrax. I mean, it's crazy.
That's exactly right. There's no evidence that it's even effective, and there's growing evidence that it's not effective. The company that was making the anthrax vaccine was owned by the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff under Bill Clinton. He had the factory. It was so filthy, they closed it down. The vaccine was horribly contaminated.
That was Bioport right in Michigan.
Bioport. And then they reopened it, and they're still vaccinating our soldiers with this highly contaminated vaccine. And they're having long-term neurological disorders, abnormal births of their babies. And what people don't realize, these vaccines in these children are causing their brains to be abnormally developed. So they're having ADD, ADHD, they're having autism, they're having speech problems. There's just numerous neurodevelopmental problems related to this. And I've written it up in a journal. I've written a paper on the effect of vaccines on neurodevelopment, which you can get off my website. All these papers I've published, you can get off the website, which goes into enormous detail. All of it's highly referenced. I even did a webcast lecture, which the CDC scientist signed on to. And during question and answers, after I presented all of this, he didn't have a single question. Well, if I'm wrong, he should have lit into me and showed me where I was wrong. But he didn't even open his mouth because he knew I was right, and I was backed up by the scientific literature. This is terrifying. You see, and we even now, that very bioethics journal now not only says that you should be forced into experimental vaccine trials, but now it's saying, well, also we should kill babies, or mothers should be able to kill babies after they're born, even small children, and that you can't even take these babies and have them adopted by somebody else, that we prefer that they be killed.
Yeah, let me stop you right there. Paul Watson, a month or so ago, found that in the prestigious Journal of Bioethics. We posted it within days. The London Telegraph and others picked it up. But U.S. News carried it like, maybe it's good. The state or the parents will decide. And then they went on to say, old people, too. Let's just go ahead and get rid of them, like Bill Gates said. Kill grandma. You can hire 10 teachers. But when that first broke, Doctor, people thought it was satire. They went and read it and thought, well, this can't be true. I mean, that's how diabolical these eugenicists are. Why do you think the eugenicists are starting to come out of the closet?
Because they think they've gained all the power, and that what are you going to do about it? And this is, if you've read the history of the medical abuse in Germany and in the Soviet Union, this is exactly the pattern. Once they gain the power, once they have the dictatorial power, then they start openly telling things. Well, you know, we think it's not a bad idea that we abort babies right up to the time of birth. And then, oh, well, you know, after birth, we should be able to kill children. And even small children, you know, Watson and Crick's DNA and discoverer came forward and said, well, you should be able to kill a child up to age 4. I mean, because you don't really know whether you like that child until it gets a little older.
And, of course, he's a famous eugenicist who said black people weren't human and had to step down. They're all a bunch of eugenicist maniacs. How do we stop these people?
Well, one by exposure, you know, and people's got to start pushing back. That's the only thing that stops them. As long as people seem apathetic, and I'm convinced that so many vaccines and drugs and MSG and the food is making people apathetic. You know, there's mind control techniques that were used by the Soviet Union to make mass numbers of people apathetic. So you could tell them anything, and they just didn't react. They didn't seem to be concerned about it. And I think a lot of the drugs we're seeing on the market now have that effect. They're even talking about the common drugs like propranolol. Make people where they're not racist. And when you read the scientific article, as to, well, how does it work? Well, it makes them apathetic.
Like that same journal came out last week and said, drug the water to make us behave.
Exactly. And they're openly saying this because they think, well, we're so powerful now. We have the government on our side. We have this Homeland Security Gestapo, so we can force it. And what are the people going to do about it? They don't understand that.
Well, I know this. Anybody tries to forcibly inoculate my children, that's the line in the sand. They're going to get inoculated with lead. And I'm not somebody that talks about violence. You try to hurt my children, you know what's going to happen.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now, the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Packs save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
We are sending out an SOS to everyone across the world. You know, 15 years ago, I would read eugenicist documents, UN reports about setting up world government, breaking up the family, euthanizing babies up to any age. And Dr. Peter Singer at Yale promoting it. And people would hear me and think, you're crazy. But then the internet got more popular, and I could show people the document when I talked about it. And now they're just out in the open. Yeah, poison the water to make you behave. Yeah, we're going to give the troops lithium. Yeah, we're going to put the troops on Prozac when they have psychotic breaks. You know, no big deal. It's all in your face now. And I played the clip earlier in the week from C-SPAN, 1995, then Deputy Attorney General, to back up what Dr. Blaylock was saying about brainwashing, where the Attorney General, deputy at the time, Eric Holder, said, I met with all the media heads and told them, you got to brainwash people against guns. That's how they see it. That's what they're doing. And speaking of brainwashing, here's that clip.
The belt as well is that we just have to be repetitive about this. It's not enough to simply have a catchy ad on a Monday and then only do it every Monday. We need to do this every day of the week and just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way. We also want to have a hotline that we will set up and have the number of that hotline that would just go out there, and that would be something that people would have emblazoned in their minds so that when they see a
That's
gun
right.
or become familiar about the
And then they put billboards up saying report illegal guns in Texas and show a revolver. And then idiots come to your house and see a framed gun on the wall, even a replica, and they call the police on you. Dr. Blaylock, we're going to start the next hour and go to calls, but I haven't even gotten into Alzheimer's here with you and the rest of it. But getting back to eugenics, do they have a leg up on us because it's so diabolical, people just don't even know how to respond to it?
Well, yeah, it's like a lot of these really shocking things. And you saw this in Germany and the Soviet Union. When they first present this, it's just so shocking. People say, well, it can't be. Maybe I misunderstood it. It's like you said about the article in Bioethics. Oh, you must have misunderstood the article. Well, I read the actual article. It's exactly what it said. And it was shocking to me that someone would openly say, you should kill babies after they're born, even small children. And they said, well, at what age would you stop killing the children? What's the cutoff point? Well, we haven't really decided as yet. Now, this is right out of the Nazi Germany and the Soviet Union. This is the sort of things they did. I mean, you used to see the movies about Mengele and experiments he was doing on people and these horrible medical programs where they were taking up people that had multiple sclerosis and exterminating them. And now we're seeing this openly proposed. People in this administration are openly proposing that we use life years as a gauge. In other words, if you're a certain age, they estimate how much longer a life could you have, and therefore you only have, in their estimation, 10 more years. Therefore,
yeah,
we're not going to have that heart operation.
Yeah, they decide with these panels, the death panels, and now they admit, oh, there are death panels, but it's even worse. It was terrible that Hitler killed handicapped children. They're saying in that ethics thing, if the parents don't like the kid or don't like how they behave, kill them. They're saying kill healthy three-year-olds. Well, then I guess the guy over in Toulouse shouldn't get in trouble. I think he's a monster shooting a three-year-old and a seven-year-old. But according to them, I mean, these aren't humans.
Well, that's what you want. What are you going to do with these court cases where these young girls have babies and put them in dumpsters and they die? If such a thing is passed, they say, well, I didn't do anything different than it's endorsed by the state. Or if a mother drowns her children like the woman did with her two little small children, what is she going to, is that going to be her defense? Well, the government endorses this. They do this.
Totally sick. They're moving the Overton window. They're twisting our minds. Back in 60 seconds with your phone calls.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.